The Osgood File, sponsored by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. You wouldn't think it to look at a map, but the city of Chicago suddenly finds itself on the Mexican border.
Whenever there's money and drugs in the same place, that's normally where violence occurs.
More after this from Charlie. The shootings in Chicago just won't stop. Already over 350 shot dead this year, up 30% over last year. CBS's Armin Katayan talked with Jack Riley, the special agent in charge of the region's Drug Enforcement Administration office, who says it's time to take the same enforcement approach you'd take on the Mexican border.
We need an enforcement mentality as if we're on the border.
Jack, the money question here is the influence of the Mexican cartels and the soaring murder rate right now.
Let's take the gloves off on that. We know that the majority of the narcotics here in Chicago, the cartels are responsible for. We know that the majority of the murders are gang-related, so it is very clear to see the connection and the role.
And at the center of all this, a guy by the name of Chapo Guzman.
Chapo Guzman is the most dangerous criminal in the world.
The most powerful drug lord in the world is operating out of this city.
I'm saying the most dangerous criminal across all crime in the world is Chapo Guzman, and this is one of his hubs.
One of his hubs. For the same reason, Chicago is a hub for a lot of travelers, a central location, and excellent transportation connections. But Special Agent Riley, who used to be in charge of the DEA's El Paso office, sounds like he's had about enough of Mr. Guzman. He set up a strike force of officers from 25 agencies, which will attempt to cut the connection between the drug cartels and the street gangs. He warns that it may not happen immediately, but it will happen.
I'm telling you, I'm taking this personally. We're going to do something about it.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.